Hello, everyone. My name is Melissa Victor, PGY2 at CMU Family Medicine. I am 33 years old. Today is May 28th, 2019. And today I am speaking with Dr. Eugene Seals. He is my preceptor, and he actually interviewed me for residency. And we are recording this interview in Saginaw, Michigan. All right, so my first question for you today, can you tell me about what you do for a living?
Yes, I am a physician. I work at CMU Family Medicine Residency, and I'm somewhat part-time, called a community physician. And I precept residents, and I do see some patients from time to time.
Nice, thank you. What did you think you were going to be when you grew up?
When I was 4 years old, I had a dream that I was going to be a doctor. And at that time, I told my brothers and sisters and parents, and neither of them were fairly impressed and didn't think I could do it. However, I stuck to that idea. When I was about 15 years old, I got a little frustrated and I got a little doubting. I met this young lady who believed in me. Mm-hmm. And then we went about finishing high school and then college. We got married in college, had 8 kids, 18 grandkids, et cetera, et cetera. But I was a doctor. I've been a doctor for about 28 years now.
But you knew at 4 years old that's what you wanted to do?
I really believe that. I think God gave me that that dream, and I knew it was going to be, so I never gave up. There's a long story explaining that. I didn't become a doctor right after. I didn't go to medical school right after graduating. I did some working and couldn't get into medical school for about 17 years, and mm-hmm. finally I did. And so I was a little, regular med student. I was one of those old dudes. And completed med, I think I graduated when I was about 38, 43 years old.
What? You graduated med school at 43?
Yes. Okay. With 8 children.
8 children. How did you even study?
I wasn't at home much. I went to medical school at Michigan State College of Human Medicine. Mm-hmm. My family stayed behind for a year or so. And but then they moved to Lansing, and I kind of spent most of my days at medical school, a lot of my nights too. And so they didn't see me much for about 4 or 5 years. And then I had a chance to renew, or let's say learn my children again all
Aww,
over.
Seriously.
Seriously. And they missed me for about 5 years.
Oh, my goodness. And then where did you do residency?
I did my residency at Saginaw, Michigan. It was called SCHI at the time, Saginaw Cooperative Hospital Incorporated. But it was Saginaw's Family Medicine Residency, the same program.
That's awesome.
A few years ago.
Just a few. All righty, our next question. How has your life been different than what you'd imagined?
Well, that's just it. I didn't imagine that my life was going to be anything other than being a doctor. Hmm. However, was a little, you know what? I don't know what I expected. I just knew I was going to be a doctor and come what may. Yeah, I was going to
do that. So while you were doing another profession for the 17 years, being a doctor had still always been on your mind?
Oh, yes. I taught for 10 of those 17 years, mm-hmm. actually more than 10, but it was about 10 or 11. And I always thought it would be nice being a teacher, but I found out that I just was not teacher material. Mm. Something about the behavior of the students and my, let's say, paternal holistic attitude.
Right.
The kids and I didn't really get along that well because I wanted to be their father and they didn't want a father instead of a teacher. And so I decided to I got into medical school. I got laid off from being a teacher.
Okay.
And then right after I got laid off, after 10 or 11 years, I had the opportunity to go back to, and try again to get into medical school. And I made it.
Nice. As an African-American male, do you feel that you are a role model to the youth in this area?
As an African-American male, I do believe my wife and I are role models. However, I don't think that was our intent to be role models. Truly, I think we believed that we wanted to live up to a certain, spiritual code. However, I was not trying to be a role model, although I think in the strictest definition, I may be. Well, for I sure intend to be, are. But I think that my intent was to be a good person, a spiritual person, and a person that is on his way to heaven.
Yes. Are there important lessons, so funny that you said spiritual, are there important lessons that your spiritual life has taught you in relation to medicine, and can you tell me about them?
Well, I think my spiritual life has taught me to be the best person that I can be, regardless of what field I was going to be in, whether it was teaching, medicine, et cetera, or so forth. But I think since I was called, I figure with that dream, God called me to be a doctor. I was just going to be the best one I could possibly be and do the job that I felt was necessary as a good, or I don't know if good is the term I want to use. I still want to keep it spiritual person doing, being directed by God to live a life accordingly.
So for people who don't know, what is your spiritual background or what do you do?
Oh, I love the Lord. I confess Jesus Christ as my personal savior. And my intention is to work my way, to accept my way into heaven because it's a gift.
And you're a pastor, is that what
it is? I'm a senior pastor at New Christ Community Church. My wife is a co-pastor along with me. And I've been pastoring the church for about 15 years.
And so were you a pastor prior to being a doctor, or how did that
happen? I was a pastor prior to being a doctor, I believe. Yeah, because no, I wasn't. I've been a doctor now for about 28 years. So I was a doctor before being a pastor, but I've been a pastor for about 15 years
now. And so how did that calling work with work and 8 kids and residency and everything else?
By the time I became a pastor, I was through with residency. Okay. However, it's busy. Being a pastor is a full-time job, so I get a lot of help from the people at the church, especially family members and other assistants, who help me tremendously. And so I really like to spend more time as a pastor, but I don't have a lot of time as a pastor, and therefore working as even a part-time doctor, a pastor, and I'm a director of a hospice, and this takes up a lot of my time daily.
3 hats, plus being a dad and grandfather, right?
I even have another job, but I had to leave that one. It just was too many.
All right. What do you feel most grateful for in your life currently? I'm sure it changes, right?
Well, there have been a lot of things that changed in my life, but the things that are basic in my life is, first of all, I've been a child of God with my mind made up and allowing God to allow me to go to heaven. But I've married my childhood sweetheart, I think I already alluded to, about 50 years ago. And so we've grown together throughout my life. She's always been there and a constant gift from the Lord. But the two of us working together have decided that we're going to live our lives for God and do what is necessary to make it to heaven, but even more importantly, to do the things that please God. And not, this isn't about just us. It's about what God wants of us.
Amen to that. Okay, this might be a personal question that I added in here. How proud are you that you have a daughter in the same field as you?
That's an interesting question,
right?
Because it was my desire to have 8 doctors in the family, and my children didn't see it quite that way. So let's just say I'm very grateful to God
for
His. That's right, 1 out of 8. Hey, complain if you want to, but I don't think being a physician is a mandate for you to live your life. for God correctly. So I think my other children have found things that they want to do in life, and I think that's more important than them doing what I want them to do.
True.
I think it's they answer the call that God has upon their lives and not the call that their dad has upon their lives.
If you could go back and do it all over again, what would you do differently? If you would do anything differently.
You know, that's just it. Because I don't, at this point in my life, I feel as though God has been very, very gracious to my wife and I. And I don't think I want to go back and change anything. God has been good. I wish I could have been a greater Christian, but I'm not sure what that means. The idea of God working heavy in my life and spiritual gifts and healings and, some of that is taking place in my life as well, but not nearly as much as I would want it to. But it's not about what I want out of life. It's what God wants me to do in life and out of life. And I don't think I want to go back and change anything. You know, it is as it is.
The way it is. What does your future hold?
Heaven. And not only the promise to go there, but the drive and the gifts from God. I think more than life is God and serving Him and pleasing Him. And my wife and I are working hand in hand together doing that. I think I've been blessed with whom I chose to live my life. And I know I've been blessed by God. His favor has been upon me. I can see that in many ways. And so I think my future holds a tremendous afterlife, even what's been greater than the present life here on earth. It has to be because of the nature of the afterlife. And so I'm pleased. I think I'm going to continue trying, though. I know I'm going to continue trying. I'm not going to give up all that God has given to me for anything. And so the two of us, my wife and I, working together, I think we can look forward to a great life.
And our final question, how would you, Dr. Eugene O. Seals, like to be remembered?
As a child of God, the term doctor is nice, don't get me wrong, but I don't think that defines me. What defines me is a child of God, and I want to be remembered that way. Granted, he chose for me to be a doctor, and I appreciate that. I'm not belittling that. However, I chose to be his child, and that, I think, has been my greatest accomplishment and will remain the greatest accomplishment in life hereafter.
Thank you. Thank you for this interview. Thank you, everyone. Yay, that was great.
Who are you going to be allowing to hear that?